If you love hurricanes, daiquiris, and, well, any rum cocktail, listen up. Captain Morgan's about to shake things up like never before. We're talking Bourbon Street, New Orleans, home to legendary drinks and unforgettable moments. But what if we told you the most iconic cocktails here have one thing in common? Hint? It's not bourbon. That's right, it's rum. And Captain Morgan is bringing unforgettable fun to Bourbon Street in a way you won't want to miss. Get ready for something big as we gear up for Super Bowl 59. Make sure to keep your eyes on NOLA's most iconic street. Who knows, Bourbon Street might just need a new name. Stay tuned for clues and get ready for the most legendary adventure yet. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Company, New York, New York.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back. We're live at Wingstop 29th and Pine Lake. Listen, so the folks at Canopy Market dance up, and Dan goes, dude, you said four. It's five. Yeah, it's five $50 gift cards that he donated so that we can make folks' Thanksgiving a little bit better for folks that are in need. And again, I repeat it, do not be prideful in this thing. Like, if you know somebody that needs a little push, a little help, let us know. If it's you, let us know. Like, it's a simple shout out. We'll do it in private. We'll handle it anonymously. But for a community like this that has and provides, don't go without simply out of pride. Don't let that be the reason why the people in your life don't enjoy a day of thanks. So we want to give you a reason to be thankful. We want to share those things. Again, we have great people in our circle. At 93.7 The Ticket, who want to help out. We've had some listeners come in and make donations. We had some listeners make donations electronically. You guys are appreciated. This is amazing to watch. So in order to do your nominations, if you know people that need a little boost, starting Monday, we'll run ads. We'll tell you how those gift packages can be put together. Of course, the folks from Beatrice Bakery will drop some extra goodies on the table for you. You can be able to do that as well. And again, they've got plenty to go through, right? The folks from Wingstops are going to give up, even in the next half hour. We have five. We have four left, right? We gave away one. We have four $25 gift cards to give away in the next 30 minutes or so. Brother, appreciate you. Thank you for what you did. To do that. And then we will make somebody here smile. We're going to have the staff make themselves eligible for a little drawing for Husker tickets for Black Friday in Iowa. But we will give away this signed Husker jersey. We will do that, and we will give away these gift cards here in the next segment as we go along. Again, thank you, folks, for hanging out with us and doing what you do. I want to get through the rest of these NFL games and then go back to the Bud Crawford situation. So it's a big night for fight fans here. To do that, Baltimore and Chicago face each other Sunday. Ravens going at 6-3. Bears are 3-6. I'm still surprised at the effort that Baltimore put out in their last effort. It didn't look like a team that was considered a contender before that. And I'm not sure they played at a level that folks could say is contender worthy. We'll see. We'll see. We'll find out more when they travel to Chicago. Interesting enough. In a game that will probably get more attention as it gets closer, but the 5-4 Bengals take on the 5-4 Raiders. They're doing this in Vegas. And this is a playoff move for these teams. This is look, when you get these 5-4 teams, these equal balance teams that are meeting in the final weeks of November, this is what carries over and either leads you into a playoff run or takes you out of it. So we will pay attention to that. The Arizona Cardinals are 8-2. They're going to face the Seattle Seahawks at 3-6 in Seattle without Murray. And that's an X factor that I'm not sure I can. Look, we don't know which Russell Wilson shows up Saturday, because the way he played in his first game back was not impressive. A big one. This is a doozy. I'm actually kind of upset this isn't the Sunday night game. The 7-2 Dallas Cowboys travel to Kansas City to take on the 6-4 Chiefs. This should be the game of the night. Like, this should be the national TV game. Give me what I want. This is a doozy. And for the Chiefs, they need this. Cowboys have some space in the NFC East. The Chiefs don't have wiggle room. And they've still got too many questions to answer. Great opportunity. Sunday afternoon, Kansas City at home. You have an opportunity to make a statement. And because it's Dallas, you know I'm rooting against them. So there's that. The night game Sunday, the 5-3-1 Steelers take on the 5-4 Chargers. Steelers missed an opportunity with the tie game. But with only three losses, they are still in a playoff situation. So good on them. Good on them. And can I ask who was in charge of scheduling, who decided once again that I need to watch the New York Football Giants on national TV on Monday night? Like, who do we have to call? I mean, I understand it doesn't matter because they're playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the GOAT on national TV on Monday night. But I don't want to see the Giants on national TV. Sorry, Giants fans, neither do you. Like, in real talk, neither do you. You do not want to see that team get shredded by Tom Brady on national TV and then have to go to work on Tuesday and explain to people why you stayed up to watch this nonsense. Don't want to see it. Don't want to see it, don't want to see it. But that's just me. And the story again, Cam Newton starting in Charlotte. Who had that in the pool this year? Did anybody raise your hands if you had Cam Newton starting for the Carolina Panthers this week in the NFL? Cam was at home chilling, feet up, eating popcorn, drinking tea. And now he's going to start against the Washington football team. Cam Newton is on something, man. That dude knows. That dude knows. How about doing a mattress, Mac? I'll do another donation with a Husker victory. How about that? How about that? How about that? So the Huskers win, he'll make another donation. That's outstanding. That is outstanding. Exceptional. Big Sky, you're hilarious. He's his new shirt, DP with a crown of France and speech bubble that says, "Let them eat cake." Big Sky, you know who the T-shirt guy is, so have at it. Have at it, T-shirt dude. Like, we, you can make that happen. You can make that happen. All y'all's daddy, he's showing pictures of his video of Bud Crawford with his son working out. Look, we all know Bud Crawford is different. He's built different. He works different. Bravo. Josh from text line says, "Hey, you guys rock. Thank you for all the positivity you're spreading. Gives me hope. Props to all you guys." Josh, props to you for hanging out with us in a space where positivity is welcome.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways. Online, hybrid, and in-person. Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
That's amazing, the fact that you're going to come here and do that. Hang out with us. Greatly appreciate it. Big Slim says, what's up? Love what you're doing. Spreading love to the community. Anything less than that defense rolling heads and the offense playing like that, they have nothing to lose, would be a letdown. Get it done. Get it done. Get it done. It would be exceptional for them to pull this thing. Really. Adam says, what's up, DP? What's up, Adam? I swear I keep hearing a dot matrix printer in the background. It's giving me flashbacks. Yes, we're right here. We're at Wingstop. We're literally, my back is to the kitchen, to the printer, so you will hear that. And I understand. I understand. I understand. That's there. He says, I have seen the Wingstop commercial for the crispy thighs. That's going to be what I'm taking with me. I haven't had them yet, but I'm taking them with me. Come on in. Get them in. And again, if you come in and register, you've probably got 15 minutes or so. Come in, put your name in the box. We'll give away five different – we got four left because we gave one away. We got four $25 Wingstop gift cards that you can use for all the wings you want. Have at it. Have at it. But come in and put your name in the box. Good stuff. Squeak says, what's up, DP? Any chance a family from Arnold Elementary School could get a gift card? Hit up, hit Nick up. Hit Nick up. We'll take care of that. Matt, you are a brat. I just want to point that out. You are a brat. This is Matt. He tells me, hey, DP, what's up? And he shares the how about them Cowboys meme, knowing that's not allowed. You're breaking the rules, Matt. You promised that you wouldn't throw the Cowboys in my face. Be fair. Be nice to me. Like, I know you're a Cowboys fan, but be nice. Be nice. And just remember, Matt, now, when Kansas City beats them on Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, I'm going to call you out. I'm calling you out. I was going to play nice, but you brought up the Cowboys. We got our Bills fans in the house. Love it. How was the game? See, that's good. See, that... Did you give him his Pop of the Year card, his Dad of the Year card? Did you make one for him? Did you? No, your dad took you to see the Bills and Chiefs. You should handwrite him a card that says, Dad, you're the best. Thanks. Yeah, like because not every dad is doing that. Like, that's way cool. Plus, you know how you know he loves you? He did it before it was snowing outside. Like, he let you go when it was cool. If he waited, like, if you weren't a cool kid, he would have got you in, like, January and made you sit in the snow. So that's what that is. That's what that is. I do not want to give predictions. You guys know that I don't want to do predictions. But tomorrow is an opportunity. A part of me wants to say, yes, let something good happen. But the realist in me says that there are too many changes for that thing to happen tomorrow. Now, there is some advantage to that because you don't know what the coach's tendencies are because you have different play callers and you have different personnel on the floor, on the field. You don't line up the way you've lined up for 10 weeks. You don't participate that way. So there is an opportunity for you to do better. So we will see. We will see. I think it's good. Nick, kind sir, question for you, if you would.
What's up?
And he might be on the phone. Okay. You okay, first of all? Are you okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling just fine.
Okay. Because I know we sent some folks to you. And... You know, I don't want to overbear you. I didn't want to work you out too much. So you're okay?
Yeah, we're all fine and dandy back here at the station.
We're all he has company now. Good deal. Good deal. Since I don't give predictions, would you please give your predictions for tomorrow?
For Nebraska, Wisconsin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want to say Nebraska's going to come out and play well. I'm a little skeptical in that. Running back room is beaten up. You don't know how healthy Adrian Martinez is. Obviously, all the coaching changes and just new voices going in inside players' heads might play a factor. You don't know. I have confidence in Nebraska's defense going up against Wisconsin's offense. However, I don't know how I feel about Nebraska's offense going up against Wisconsin's defense. Number one total defense, number two scoring defense in the country, and now you're going up against, or you're bringing an offense that has had trouble scoring the ball and moving the ball at all inside the red zone and scoring points, whether it was by a touchdown or a field goal. So because of that, I think Nebraska falls short. I'm going to say 28-21, Wisconsin wins over Nebraska.
Recent thing before we let you go.
Yeah.
Recent thing, it shows the Huskers from PBA and what looks like they're debuting and premiering some gray gray unis tonight.
Yeah, they are they're really awesome actually. I want to get one of my own, but they're designed by the players.
I need to see the whole thing.
They're designed by the players. I'll send you a picture on Twitter.
Oh, that looks like the players. looks like the players.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the tops. I can only see the shorts.
Huskers basketball just tweeted out a picture of the full combo.
Yeah, we need the full. I'm all in. I am all in. Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty sweet.
That's a good that's a good look. Okay. I've got new jerseys to buy. Okay, fair.
Exactly.
That's fair. All right. Folks, you have about 5 minutes to get to Wingstop. Get your name in the box. We will give away the signed jersey. We'll give away the $25 gift cards. We'll do all of that. If you can get to Wingstop, 29th and Pine Lake, get your name in the box. You don't have to purchase anything, but you will once you walk in because the smell will demand it. We'll come back. Toward the break, we'll come back. We'll give away those jerseys and then set you up. There's a Husker pregame tomorrow. And then a Husker postgame, all from studio. We're not going to be out on location tomorrow. And then tonight, after the Huskers beat Idaho State, we will postgame recap it for you. We'll do it live as you're traveling from PBA in celebration. But we'll, coming back next, we'll give away this signed Huskers jersey. Dean Steinkuhler. It's going to happen next. 93.7 The Ticket and TheTicketFM.com.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.